Hi, I'm Dahlia Rose, and this is Kinky Facts You May Not Have Known. This podcast does contain adult content, and it is not suitable for minors, and it's definitely not safe for work. Listener discretion is advised. I have no fancy guests this week, so it's just me, Dahlia. But I do have a very interesting topic. Yes, those swashbuckling, booty-stealing, hidden treasures of deserted island pirates. We've seen them in cartoons, movies, and even theme park rides. And while some of us may have grown up dreaming of sailing the seven seas and plundering ships for treasure, the true life of pirates was not as exciting as it seemed. Let's begin with the basics. To become a pirate, voluntary or involuntary, there were a few ways a person could be recruited. The first way was to join the family business. If your father was a pirate, you could simply take over the fleet once he died. It was customary in those days for sons to take up the occupation of their father when they died, and piracy was no exception. Another common way pirates acquired their crew members was through the slave trade. I know what you're thinking, and it's not like that. Pirates would often overtake slave ships, and upon doing so, they would liberate the slaves and offer some of them a chance of joining their crews. A surprising amount of pirate crews were made up of ex-slaves. Of course, there's the old story of vengeance. Like so many movie pirate backstories, a lot of people became pirates out of pure vengeance against ship captains and quartermasters who had wronged them. If none of those fit your style, or you never really wanted to become a pirate, you might be forced into it when you were kidnapped. Yes, like Wesley becoming the Dread Pirate Roberts, you could actually be kidnapped and forced to work as a crew member on a pirate ship. However, most of the people who were kidnapped didn't seem to mind. These were usually members of the Navy, Royal, or otherwise, who found that the life of a pirate offered a better deal overall, with better food, more money, and of course, more booze. However it happened, let's say you're now a pirate, or at least a pirate crew member. So what can you expect now? As a crew member, cramped sleeping quarters were normal. Crew members usually slept on the floor or in hammocks in a common area of the ship. If you managed to move up in rank, you might be given a private room. And of course, captains had the best room overall. Your meals might not be so bad. Well, depending on how long your journey is and how long you've been on it. Getting into ports can be a dangerous situation, as there could be military waiting to arrest you or other pirates that are out for revenge on you. So when pirate ships were lucky enough to dock in port, they would get stocked up on food that would last them for a while. We all know the image of pirates and rum. But their diet did consist of more than just booze. Crew members would stock the ship with fresh foods, such as meat and fresh produce, when available. They would also stock it with food that would last a long time, such as dried or cured meats, fermented fruits and vegetables, and sea biscuits. This may sound like a well-balanced diet, but the fresh food would only keep for so long before it would run out or be too rotten to eat. As for drinks, liquor would be the drink of choice. We've discussed your lodging and your meals. How about sanitation? In the movies, we often see someone swabbing the deck to keep it clean. In reality, that was a concern. The ship being clean was the highest priority. But as for their own bodies, pirates weren't the greatest at personal hygiene. Fresh water was used sparingly on ships as they needed it for cooking. This means that bathing was not highest on their to-do list. In extreme cases, one might bathe with salt water. However, that could lead to rashes or other skin irritations. Cramped crew members in tight quarters that are sweaty and dirty doesn't make for hygienic living. And if someone were to get sick, it was sure to spread throughout the ship. As for body hair, most pictures of notorious pirates show men with long flowing beards. This is actually quite accurate. It is said that a pirate would only allow men they trusted to shave them, which is completely understandable. And as a pirate, I might not be so trusting of someone who has a razor at my throat. In addition to poor hygiene on board ships, crew members would often come down with cases of scurvy due to the lack of fresh foods and or dysentery due to the lack of sanitation. As Lou and I discussed in the Wild West episode, when you can't wash your hands after taking a shit, you're bound to pass that on to other people, especially if you're the one in charge of cooking. Then they're just fucked. Now for the burning question I know you've all been asking. What about sex? We often see pirates running around with wenches, aka prostitutes, aka sex workers, as a way to relieve their pent-up frustrations. This, of course, was an option for pirates when they were in port, or if they happened to sneak a lady on board. Or if your captain happened to be a lady, you might be the lucky crew member she seeks to plunder her privates. Because lady pirates did exist, and yes, they need love too. If none of those were an option, you might be able to find yourself a lady through a captive situation. Some female captives were objectified and were frequent targets of brutal sexual violence by certain groups of pirates. Another option was to enter into a matelotage. This French word may be the origin of the famous pirate greeting, "Ahoy, matey!" What is a matelotage? It was an early form of gay marriage. Men who felt attracted or found a partner among crew members could legally, in pirate terms, enter into a matelotage, which meant they would share their plunder, receive death benefits if their husband died, live together, exchange gold rings, and if they were feeling frisky, they would have also shared prostitutes. In the research I found, it said female prostitutes, but I'm sure there would have been the option for male prostitutes as well. While this was an accepted and legal practice among pirates, it was not on dry land. As I've discussed during several episodes, sodomy, homosexual relationships, and/or buggery were not acceptable practices in several places around the world, especially in England and its realms, and the United States. If a person were caught in such a situation or there was evidence to prove that they had committed an act, the punishment could be severe up to and including death. It may have been rumors of matelotage, the fact that they were outsiders of society, or the fact pirates spent a lot of time on boats filled with men that started a campaign against pirates claiming that they were sodomist sex addicts that would stop at nothing to have their lustful desires filled. Leading up to the golden age of piracy, sodomy had two definitions. The first being anal intercourse and mutual masturbation, the other referred to illicit acts between adult males or bestiality. In some areas of England and its realm, it was legal to have anal intercourse, which may have caused homosexual acts to be somewhat normal among young men. According to Barry Berg, author of Sodomy and the Pirate Tradition, English Sea Rovers in the 17th Century Caribbean, it was when these young men grew up and started sailing that, quote, the birth of a population of men who eventually go on to become pirates in the West Indies and the relative acceptance of homosexual conduct characterizing their homelands translated to the practices they adopted while at sea. Another reason pirates were seen as sexual deviants started when pirates began being arrested and thrown in prison. It said that once the prison population started to increase with pirates and crew members, the number of homosexual acts started to increase as well. While I'm sure it might have increased, I'm pretty sure there was rampant homosexual acts being committed behind bars before the introductions of pirates. Now you know the challenges you would have faced had your childhood dreams of being Captain Jack Sparrow would have played out. In upcoming episodes, I'll discuss specific notorious pirates, including Grace O'Malley, the Pirate Queen from Ireland. Watch out on social media this week as I post the episode list for May, and enjoy your week. This has been Kinky Facts You May Not Have Known with Dahlia Rose. If you'd like more kinky facts, please feel free to follow me on Instagram or TikTok at Kinky Facts Podcast. That's all one word. To contact me with kinky facts suggestions, please email me at kinkyfactspodcast@gmail.com. If you liked my podcast, please subscribe to be informed of new weekly episodes, and reviews are also helpful. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you'll come back soon.